You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, this is Greg Prado, author of the books Take It Off, Kiss Truly Unmasked, as well as the Eric Carr story, amongst many others. You're listening to the Shattered Out Loudcast with Tom and Zeus. Rock and roll!
Oh boy. Here we go. Oi.
This is Gene Simmons.
Put that cookie down.
Kiss.
Stop pressing the button.
Starbreaker Simmons.
Star?
Paul Stanley. Is that what he does?
Stop shouting.
Tiny Ace Frehley.
He's not what you would call a handsome man.
Oh no, here come the kiss times.
Is that a positive thing? Okay.
Alright.
I'm gonna grab me an ice cold mellow yellow.
Why? Why do that to the fan?
Stop it.
Why?
Because fuck them.
Clap them.
What are you talking about? 617-525-JOYFUL.
You do?
Hey, fuck them.
Do you like Kiss?
Settle down.
Hello. Hey, what's up there, Kiss Army? Tom and Zeus, another episode of Shout It Out Loudcast. Episode 212, 20th Century Masters, The Best of Kiss, The Millennium Collection, Volume 2,
Electric Boogaloo. It's been a while. Yeah, compilation talk. This is the first time in a few weeks it's just me and you.
I know. I like
yeah.
it.
Yeah. I like it.
Dun, 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 dun.
That's right. It's compilation time. We love bitching about these shitty collections.
What a way to get started.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Welcome new listeners.
Yeah. So if you hear this on Saturday, you will have heard us on Thursday. Today is Wednesday. We will be recording tomorrow on Eddie Trunk's Sirius satellite program.
That's right. Trunk Nation, we're going to be on there. Well, hopefully by the time you hear this, you will have heard us. If you missed it live, if you have the app or if you subscribe to the package where you can get the internet, a lot of his shows, I think all of them are on demand. So you can find us. We were on Thursday, the 23rd at about the 4:30, 4 o'clock hour, talking top five least favorite Kiss songs. And we're not spoiling that right now. So
I was going to say, we come a long way.
You think? I mean, we thought it was great when we had him on our show a few times. Then we started interacting with him in email and Twitter. And this whole thing organically came up because we were getting into a conversation on Twitter about Unmasked, because our guest from last week, Don Jameson and Eddie, love Unmasked.
Oh.
The dialogue began. So Eddie emailed us and says, hey, this Twitter conversation gave me a great idea. If you guys are available, let's talk top five least favorite Kiss songs. So.
Oh,
you love Unmasked. You're such a liar.
Yeah, that's it. You got me.
Liar. I nailed you.
Oh,
that's it.
Just I can only take so much.
Are you saying there's a thing called an unmasked tard?
No.
A shandy tard? A shantard?
It's just no. It's just the opinions, the group think of a lot of shit, and that's what it is. It's not I get to the point where I get frustrated sometimes, and maybe it's this or the other stuff. We will every once in a while something will be posted and we'll get the anti-grunge comments back. It's just this butthurt, fucking sensitive, fucking insecure rock fans that can't hold two thoughts in their head. How do you like what's called hair metal and how do you like what's called grunge? Because I like good music. I pick and choose. Guess what? There is some grunge shit that sucks. Guess what? There's a lot of hair metal music that sucks.
Yeah, now it's you know okay. how I now you know how I feel coming off the heels of our latest album review crew where I adore Operation Mindcrime and you and Pooty like this is too long, this is too boring, this is too this. It's ranked 32. What the fuck?
When I was in middle school and starting out into my hard rock, all this music that I was liking on my own and getting into hard rock music, I didn't think one day I'm going to have a podcast with this guy I'm going to meet in a few years named Tom. And when I do, I'm going to shit on Queensryche. No, when I was in middle school and I heard certain bands, I liked certain music. When I saw Jeff Trott, a.k.a. Jeff Tate, and his raff lips up there singing songs, I'm like, oh, this band just doesn't do it for me. I didn't do it because I'm like, oh, I want to punk Tom out.
Oh, I didn't say that. Oh, I don't care why you. Oh, I don't care why saying, you. No, I don't care why you would. I know you and Pooney don't have like some ulterior motive. You know, you both have questionable music tastes. Okay, it's okay.
Dude, coming from the man that doesn't like the Scorpions.
No.
My liking say, the Scorpions is harder for me to understand, I think, than people say me not liking Queensryche is.
But I will say this. I have owned Scorpions CDs in my lifetime. I just kind of outgrew them because I just...
We are Scorpions!
You know what? Maybe it's a problem I have. Maybe I just don't like bands that aren't from the United States. Maybe that's my problem.
Racist.
I'm a metal xenophobe. I don't know. Maybe that's it.
Big fan of Loudness, are you?
Well, we'll save that for another ARC episode.
Yeah. Oh boy. Hey, before we get to the poll, Tom, what about our friend, the tax man, Tony Barone?
That's right, Tony Barone, ABCPA Inc. ABCPA Inc. is an accounting firm located in the suburbs of Chicago that can assist you with all of your accounting and tax needs. For business, they offer bookkeeping, financial statements, payroll processing, payroll tax returns, sales tax returns, filing federal and state income tax returns, and help with starting your own business as well. For individuals, they offer help with sole proprietorships, rental real estate, trust and estate tax returns, and filing personal federal and state income tax. They have access to all 50 states. So whether you live in
Rhode Island
or
South Dakota,
ABCPA Inc. can prepare and e-file on your behalf. Did you know, Kiss Army, if you own a business with employees and have had a 20% reduction of revenue than you did in 2019 due to COVID or state-mandated shutdowns, you might be entitled to additional tax credits. Follow them on Facebook and LinkedIn and visit them on their website at abcpainc.com. That's abcpainc.com. Or email our buddy Tony at tony@abcpainc.com. That's tony@abcpainc.com. Or call him at 708-430-3232. Again, that is 708-430-3232.
Yeah, ABCPA Inc. Hey, and also, we have a few other people that have been asking. It all varies. I know people have asked us privately in DMs and stuff about advertising with us. If you want to, we'll happy to talk to you guys about that. We have Absolutely. Different parts of the program, different actually sidecast we do. So there are different opportunities. If you're interested in doing that, please let us know. We're happy to discuss any and all options. Just send us a DM or an email and we'll talk to you guys. And hopefully you'll be as happy as our sponsor, ABCPA Inc.
Absolutely. If you guys are interested in sponsoring Question of the Week, sponsoring something on dorm damage, sponsoring something on Album Review Crew, let us know. Please send us an email, send us a DM, and we'd love to talk to you guys. So thank you.
All right, Tom, before we go forwards, we go backwards. Last week we had the hilarious Don Jameson on. And we talked about a few different things, but we decided to use the comment of the week as basically the question for the week in our poll. And what was that?
So the poll, like Zeus said, is based on our question of the week, which was, if Gene was using tracks, would he get as much crap as Paul? Surprising results here. We got a lot of votes on this. 53% said yes. 47% said no way. So pretty close there, almost 50-50, which is a little bit surprising. A couple poll comments here. Let's see. Our buddy Zandon Black, the real question is Paul jealous that Gene doesn't need tracks? I don't know if Gene doesn't need them. John Bailey says, I say yes, because all of his past shit talk would bite him in the ass, I think. And Zeus, that's what you said when we talked about this last week. You said him being on record is, you know, we're the big boys. We do it, blah, blah, blah. That would probably bite him in the ass. Let's see, couple episode comments here. Oh, yeah, our buddy Wally Vidal. Great episode. Made it even better when you guys mentioned my favorite Kiss song of all time, Easy As It Seems.
Dude, if that's your favorite Kiss song, are not a Kiss fan.
Hold on. We do need to give a debt of gratitude to Wally, because that is what catapulted this conversation, which led us to get onto Eddie Trunk's show. Okay?
Well, how bad did I insult him?
Your response literally said, that song sucks. No nuance at all. No joke. No nothing. Just that song sucks.
I think if that's your favorite Kiss fan, then Kiss music, you're not a major Kiss fan, because that's so out of the norm for them.
We also have people who think Sonic Boom is the best Kiss album. So, I mean,
there's I think.
No, that's King Cusano, but he's usually drunk tweeting anyway, so he probably doesn't even know what he's saying. It's okay. Let's see here. What do we got? Our buddy AJ White. Great episode, guys. So fun to participate in your show, even though many of our voices are not heard. That is true. We have a lot of fans that like
to contribute. Wait a minute. I thought we only use the same five people.
Oh, we do. We do. Yeah. We love when people say that. AJ continues, whenever I listen, I pace around literally laughing out loud and screaming my ass off at the speakers at times. Hard at times not being able to share my Kiss knowledge. You guys rock. AJ is an awesome Patreon supporter and a huge fan of the show. We love hearing from him. And that's what we got for Twitter. Let's move along with feedback today.
Over on the Book of Face, Brian Robinson. Hey, guys. Acceptard here. You are missing some of the greatest riffs of all time.
No, we aren't.
Wolf Hoffman is right behind Tony Iommi as being one of the greatest riff masters. You really should check out Accept the Final Chapter Live. That's the Final Chapter Live. Good, bury it as a good entry point. Balls to the Wall is overplayed in only a small sample of another riff king. Their new albums with Mark Tortito, Tornillo, a great too.
What is happening right now?
I don't know.
Is that a Steve Wright burner account?
I don't know. Why the fuck did I get caught into reading this long Accept Hard bucket post?
Accept. Another band that's not from the United States.
That constipated lead singer.
Who? Wolf Hoffman? Whatever the fuck his name is.
That's not their lead singer. No, I know. Something called, I don't know, Udo fucking blah blah.
Udo Dirk Schneider?
I don't know. Constipated. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, Udo Dirk Schneider. How the fuck did I pull that out of my ass? Settle down, Udo.
Fucking terrible. Terrible. Anyways, Jason Warden. Great episode. I'm probably my favorite member of TMS. Eddie and even Jim get most of the coverage, but Dono is always the sharpest and most quick-witted, as he demonstrates with this episode. Love the line, opening act for alcohol.
That was good.
Hope you get Jim on too, even though he's not the Kiss fan. Eddie and Don are. Yeah, and I think Don mentioned that to us too. Yep. To be honest. Yep. Over on Loudcasters, Josh Brown. I must have missed the disrespectful post. Come on, Loudcasters. We're better than that shit. I think, Tom, he's mentioning the part where you're like, dude, stop putting Kiss shit or like porn shit. Yep. Like, that's not funny porn shit.
Yeah, exactly. We like funny porn shit.
Yeah, that's it. God damn that opening. I'm scared to see what else could be said on that Patreon. As a musician, I still don't care on track. I think the musician argument is so more framed from a perspective that people have put their time and energy into learning an instrument and taking the time to play shows and never getting the success people get to use the tracks. The drum triggers are a good point, and I would love to hear Joey's take on triggers. Dude, we don't need to hear Joey's fucking take on anything.
Joey commented on Eric Singer using like that kind of like, you know, not being able to follow the click track and all that shit. So
we have our own little text group. And Joey, anytime we're like, hey, Joe, you want to come on for this? Yeah, sure. I'm available. I can record at 11:30 on Tuesday night.
Yeah, you guys available at 2 a.m. on a Wednesday? Yeah. Well, what are you going to bed? What's the matter? How come you're not up?
And then he's like, Tom's like, I get up at 5, you fucking asshole. Why?
I don't know, because I'm not fucking teaching kids how to play the bongos. I'm a fucking regular dork job.
The comments between the two of you about like availability and shit has been hilarious between Tom and Joey. It's been awesome.
Oh, it's so funny. I love Joey. So funny. So funny.
He's like, what are you sleeping?
I'm like, yes, I am. It's fucking 11 o'clock at night.
Fucking. Zeus, the more you mess with a telemarketer, the less they're messing with the elderly and stealing their shit. You know where we've talked personally about how bad that is when people try to steal information and everything. It's disgusting. As an attorney, as a musician, but as an attorney, you have no idea how many calls I get annually from people that gotten ripped off like this, or they're not sure whether they should pay something. And they call my office to say, hey, I got to call. Like, they're lying. It's a scam. It's a scam. Nobody would call you and talk to you. Like, it's a scam. It's a scam. You don't need to drop everything and run to the bank and get a fucking bank check and wire funds or Venmo fucking to keep your electric on. Like, it's sad, but it's so out there and it's absolutely annoying. So yeah, I fuck with them too when they call. I actually get quite a lot of fun about it. Also, we need that metal show reunion. That show needs to come back. It would be cool if they were doing monthly podcasts of it. Why has that not happened yet? Well, we could always ask Eddie some point. As always, another great episode. Cameron Holiday. Hell yes. I hardly hear him do interviews. Also, he and Jim Florentine are great at crank calls. So I'm sure there'll be many Jerky Boys connections and references. Yes, sir. There definitely was. Over on our Loudcasters page, Radio Chaos continues the fucking chaos with this. Adam and the Ants fucking rule. What the fuck, dude?
We spent a ton of time on the latest ARC talking about that. That's right. Get ready for Kings of the Wild Frontier. God. Yes.
On our YouTube page. About defunct, we said, Kuba, Tom.
Yes.
Why, you dirty, rotten rat, son of a bitch.
Did you like a kick? Kick your ass.
Tales of a Kiss Geek says, guys, I don't know if you know this, but Phil is in accept. That's why he's not with Ace. And then he also adds, I'm a musician. And do you like Kiss? That's what we're going to discuss this week. Kiss today.
That's a great fucking line right there. That's good.
No. Think about Destroyer. Anyways, Tom, over to you, buddy.
Okay, couple emails here. We got one from our website, which we love. People comment on a website, comes to us in the form of an email. This comes from Tanya Holland, and she says, hell yeah.
Fascinating.
With the devil horn emoji, fire emoji, and heart emoji. Thank you, Tanya. And then we wrap up feedback with our beloved friend, Michael Murphy. I'm finally caught up on all the Sink and Stanley nonsense. Okay, Mr. Maturity. I'm Team Trunk on this one, and I do take issue with bands that use tracks, whether it be for lyrics and or instrumental purposes. And then he talks about the whole point of going to a show is to see it live. We get it. As Don Jameson said on your show, and I'm paraphrasing, if I wanted to listen to a band sound perfect like they do on their albums, I would just crank the album instead of paying $150 for the ticket. I find something disingenuous about selling tickets to a live show and then using backing tracks for vocals and instruments. Then he uses a bizarre example. I don't understand. Michael, we love you, but he's saying that this is similar to if you went to a Bruins game, Zeus, and found out that the Bruins were all robots controlled by Google.
Oh, God.
It's a little different, Mike, but I got you, buddy. I got you. I got you.
Oh.
He says, I pay to see the amazing talents do something that only a handful of people on Earth can do. Well, I don't know about that. Everybody who listens to our show is a musician. Sounds like everybody on Earth can do this.
Well, I'm a musician.
He says, I'm a little dramatic, yes, but that's my position, which I know everybody has been clamoring to hear. Besides, as a musician, because I played the recorder in third grade, it offends me when an artist uses tracks. Keep up the great work, fellas. Mike Murphy. Mike, we love you, buddy. We love interacting with you on email, social media. And for that, my friend, you are the comment of the week.
Good answer. Good answer. Like the way you think. I'm going to be watching you.
Maybe you can play the intro to our show on your recorder. Do that for us.
Attaboy, Mike. Finally, something that we can kind of get behind that isn't as it's negative as it usually is.
Yes, exactly. Love it. Good stuff.
And Tom, what we do next is we give a shout out to our buddies and family over on Patreon. Our Patreon family continues to grow. Two new members, breaking our record again for as many Patreon members. This week, we're welcome Joe and Mike Grimes. Both of them join us as Catman members. We are so appreciative, and thank you, guys, both of you, so much for joining the Patreon family. And it's real easy to do. If you guys are interested in more Shout It Out Loudcast, getting into the fam, and becoming a Patreon member, you would go to our website, shoutitoutloudcast.com. There's a button there. You click on that right on our landing page on our website. It says Patreon. Click there. There are four different tiers, four different levels. You can pick whatever one you choose and find out what fits your needs, whatever you like. Each category comes with different perks. Some have more than others, and they're different tiers. I think we need to switch them. I think Catman should be the highest tier, not the demon. But
no,
for now,
if we change anything, we're adding a Vinnie Vincent Ankh Warrior tier.
We come to your house and punch you in the face.
Yeah, you subscribe to our Patreon and we give you nothing. That's how it works.
Anyways, Patreon family keeps growing. You guys hear it all the time. We keep adding members, and our family is just awesome. The interaction is hilarious. The comments in the group are great. You guys get way more stuff behind the scenes, merch, all that stuff. You guys just picked Operation Mindcrime, which we just released this week. You'll have another one in a couple months that we'll be picking from the ARC group, from the Patreon group for ARC. And we have March Madness slowly creeping upon us. Patreon will be part of that. So if you are interested and you want to get involved and you want to join our Patreon family, go to the website, click on the Patreon link, or you can go to patreon.com, or you can go to the Patreon app and go under creators. You'll see Shout Out Loudcast. Click on that. Find a tier that works for you. Sign up and go from there. Tom, another two members for Patreon.
You guys are the best. Huge shout out to our two new Patreon family members, the two Catmen, Joe and Mike Grimes, who is the co-owner of the Basement East in Nashville, Tennessee. Mike Grimes, man, that is awesome. And we know we've interacted with you a little bit before on social media. So this is amazing. Thank you so much for becoming a part of the Patreon family. We can't thank you enough. And again, Joe, also, thank you very much. You guys are the best. There's a lot of stuff coming up soon where we're going to need you guys to help us get through some things. March Madness. And again, we got more Patreon stuff coming up with ARC. We just did Queensryche, as Zeus said. And I don't know, a couple months will be coming up sooner than you think. So we're glad to have you guys on board. And we thank you guys, Mike and Joe, and of course, everybody else that's been a longtime member. So thank you guys.
Yeah, come join the fun on the Patreon family, everybody. Sign up. Anyway, Tom, what we do next is we go over to Kiss World and talk about what's going on there.
All right, so some news broke today that Kiss is going to be a guest on the Howard Stern Show next Wednesday, March 1st. So some people are thinking that that might be where they're going to announce some of the U.S. dates, potentially the final show. We've also heard some rumors that the final show might be around Christmas time this year in December, which would be interesting. And I don't know. We'll see. But that's the story right now. So next Wednesday, if you have satellite radio, Sirius XM, when you're done listening to me and Zeus on Eddie Trunk, you could check out Howard Stern and Kiss and see what's going on with that. Also, we talk about Record Store Day a lot, or I do at least, about how Kiss never gets involved in it. So we have some Kiss-related news in Record Store Day, and that is the special deluxe release of the Eric Carr Rockology album, which looks amazing. So the album cover is beautiful. The album cover is what an Eric Carr solo album would look like. So it's got that style, you know, his name up in the corner, the painting. His image is like has like an orange type of aura for a color. It's got five never before released demo tracks. It's got some photos, liner notes. It's really cool looking. It's like black, orange and clear, like splatter vinyl. It's a double LP. And that comes out on Record Store Day in the United States on April 22nd. If you're not familiar with Record Store Day, it's a day to celebrate local independent record stores. So you're not going to find these on Amazon. You're not going to find them anywhere. It's to get people to physically go inside record stores to keep those types of stores alive. When Record Store Day was created, vinyl wasn't really what it is now. So the resurgence is out of this world for Record Store Day. I've been a couple times because I'm a vinyl tard. If there's something that I really want, people get up really early in the morning and get in line, like kind of old fashioned waiting for concert tickets. So I think everybody's kind of excited about this. I have this on a picture disc, which historically picture discs sound like shit. But I'll definitely be getting this one. And I think I saw somewhere that this may also be getting a CD release, because in recent years, they've started to include CD releases on Record Store Day too. So that's something to keep an eye out for. So that's kind of exciting news for Eric Carr fans.
Ace is still out there touring. Yeah, I'm out there busting my hump every night, singing my great tunes like Genghis Khan and
Pain in the Neck. It's a really great one. It's got a killer riff.
Bronx Boy and Pursuit of Rock and Roll.
Jesus Christ.
That's a real banger. I see his live videos going up, not before his girlfriend likes to make sure she's on camera first.
Oh, she loves the camera.
Yep. Oh, God, dude, he'll never fucking learn.
Nope.
Never learn. The only one that plays as smart is Gene and Paul with their wives. They're on the side. They're doing their own thing.
Yep.
I love them. Great. I'll recognize him on Valentine's and birthdays and anniversaries. Congratulations. Or Gene will put something playful up there. But it isn't, hey, let me get you involved in my fucking affairs and then cry when you like when we break up and you're like trying to take over my shit. Just asking,
yeah, no, I hear
asking
you
asking for problems. And then Peter Criss had some sort of an appearance where I saw a lot of Kiss-tards, Kiss fans had some photos taken with him, and Peter looks great. Congratulations.
Yeah, I love seeing him out there having fun like that. Oh, yep.
Just wish everyone else had his fucking awesome attitude about fans and appreciation, man. He's great. And that's it for Kiss news. So let's take a quick break, Tom, and let's see if Peter is over here fighting with another fan about the value of vinyls over CDs. Hey, fucko, I just said I like them. I didn't say anything else.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things Kiss. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
Hey folks, Stefan Shirazi and Renee Richardson here from the Metallica Report.
And we are proud members of the Pantheon podcast family, where the best of music and podcasts unite.
We've got something pretty cool for you. We're giving away an exclusive Metallica merch package worth over $250.
That's a whole lot of scary guys, skulls, M72, and other sought-after Metallica swag. And we've made it easy for you to win. Follow and share the Metallica Report, and you're in the game. Go to pantheonpodcast.com/Metallica, enter your email, and hit that button to be entered to win.
And just like that, you're eligible for our monthly exclusive Metallica merch package.
And guess what, rockers? You can enter every month, so just do it. And while we love our global brothers and sisters, the lawyers won't let us ship outside the U.S.
All right, we're back. Ace, I had a couple things to say, but who's buying compact discs? I haven't bought those in 100 years. I like the colored vinyl and the picture discs, like with my spaceman and my space bear.
You ever see the video when he goes through albums? Someone's got him. This is, you know, the cream. I mean, it's the best. I mean, nobody ever did music like that. You know, off Led Zeppelin, like Good Times, Bad Times. Ever hear me sing that song?
Yes, don't do it anymore. Fucking Ace, we love that Muppet.
In the days of my youth.
When me and you saw him and he did that, we looked at each other like, this is fucking podcast gold right now, how bad this is.
And just the worst brutal. Is the fucking Ace Cult, when his girlfriend goes, finally takes the camera off of herself and puts it on the band playing. if you see the comments are always, oh my God, this is incredible. Ace is the God. Dude, people are fucking just over the top with him.
That's why there's an Ace Cult.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Anyways, Tom, let's talk about a compilation album. I think we both have. We've already done 20th Century, the Millennium Best of Kiss. He didn't say volume one because it just was the first one.
Right.
And now we're on to volume two.
Yes.
So we do this from time to time. We talk about compilations. We go through the tracks, what should be there, what shouldn't, what is the era covering. And then we break down the cover and the songs and we rank this.
Yeah. Yeah. So the first one started from the beginning of the band's career and ended at Dynasty. This one is the next chapter. And it's supposed to take place from, you know, picking up where it left off from Unmasked to Hot in the Shade. So it skips Unmasked and Music from the Elder and goes right to Creatures of the Night.
Yeah. And it ends at Hot in the Shade.
Yep.
So you're talking about those albums in between. Okay. First of all, right off the bat, why are you skipping two albums?
Well, I think anybody who is not a Kiss-tard is going to be, well, what the hell are we going to put on there? Now, me, I could easily pick 10 songs from Unmasked and 3 or 4 from The Elder, but I think they have to understand who's making these compilations. These are like starter kits for Kiss fans.
Okay, I get it. However, Shandy was actually a hit somewhere.
It was in Australia.
Yeah, it was. It's one of the worst Kiss songs of all time. Watch yep. Wednesday.
Yep.
But if Shandy's not on it, Creatures of the Night is the first one that leads this off.
Well, let me just jump in real quick, because you're right. Two songs that could have made this, that were, I use the word hits in quotes, are two of the songs that you can't stand in your entire life as a Kiss fan is Shandy from Unmasked and A World Without Heroes from The Elder. Now, A World Without Heroes had a video. It's been played on MTV Unplugged. So if you wanted to represent those albums, that probably would have been the way to go.
So right? They had a performance video of Talk to Me as well.
Correct.
And
correct.
They actually put it on live on a few compilations as well.
Now, there's a couple songs on this compilation here that, well, maybe not a couple, maybe one song on here where I think Shandy and A World Without Heroes are both bigger than that particular song.
Yeah, we're not, we're only starting with those Unmasked and Elder because they would have been chronological. So that's the only reason.
Yeah, of course.
So right, I right. would say off the bat, are you missing out? It depends when you go through this list, but are you missing out on Shandy and also maybe Talk to Me? If you're going right. to put anything from Unmasked, those two, I would think
right.
are the
kind of. Right. And then the Elder would be A World Without Heroes and maybe probably I
technically right. there was a video.
Right. Well, it wasn't right? released. It wasn't released.
But they made a
video, but it was never released. Right.
Okay. So if those four, maybe I would say, okay, might be on there.
Yep.
Now, if you're going for best tracks, we each have different opinions on what we think is the best tracks from Unmasked and The Elder.
Right.
But,
all right, so before we get into the tracks, let's backtrack a little bit. We started talking about Unmasked and The Elder and how they're not part of this. So before we do what we usually do with our process of getting into the tracks, let's talk about the cover, the pictures that are inside, and some of the liner notes, and then we'll get into the track by track. So it starts off with a group photo from the Crazy Nights era. The band looks pretty kick-ass, except for Paul. Looks, I don't know what the hell he's doing right there. You got Gene in the leather, Eric Carr with the chikara all over the drums, Bruce in that radioactive outfit, and Paul wearing an Everlast tank top, pants, and some weird kind of space cowboy boots. And then on the back of the liner notes, you got something from the Animal Eyes era because you got Mark St. John in the picture. Band actually looks pretty cool. Flip it open. You got a nice, really awesome band cover from Creatures of the Night with Vinnie Vincent. Everybody's in makeup and gear. That looks really awesome. And you open up the fold, and then you got a cool picture from the Hot in the Shade photo session there. Paul sitting down, cowboy boots, acoustic guitar. Eric Carr chewing on a piece of rope for some reason. I'm not really sure what's going on there. And then you have some liner notes with the headline.
Whoa, you forgot Bruce's hands are tied behind his back.
Are they tied behind his back, or is he just behind his? Okay, that's weird. You're right. I don't get that. What the fuck is that? And then Gene just pulling down his glasses, being like, what am I doing here? That's weird. Mm-hmm. That's weird. Then you get some liner notes with the headline. If the 70s was a period of world domination for Kiss, the 80s was a period of rejuvenation.
Yeah, and there's a nice little article there by somebody named Jeff Tate. Jeff Kitts.
Yep. Yeah, it just talks about what the band went through, mentions all the albums, but again, it does not mention Unmasked and Elder, because it says the first step towards Kiss's 80s rebirth was 1982 Creatures of the Night. And it says, in sharp contrast to the orchestral overtones of the Elder. So it mentions the Elder as like a slur almost.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it just goes through the kind of the 80s history, just like a little brief kind of couple paragraphs about these songs on this compilation. And again, it's like a starter kit. You know, if you're not really familiar with the history of the band or this era, it's a good place to start. So the liner notes are interesting, and the photos, I think, are great.
So if you go through this.
Yep.
So technically, there are 10 albums that could have been covered here. You would start with number one would be Unmasked, then Music from the Elder, then Killers, then Creatures, then Lick It Up, Animalize, Asylum, Crazy Night, Smashes, Thrashes, and Hits, and Hot in the Shade. So what songs are covered? Zero from Unmasked, zero from Music from the Elder, zero from Killers, two from Creatures, and there are two first tracks, Creatures of the Night, Lick It Up, Creatures of the Night, and I Love It Loud. And then Lick It Up only has two, Lick It Up, All Hell's Breaking Loose. This is, we'll get to them. Then you got two from Animalize, Heaven's on Fire, Thrills of the Night. Two from Asylum, All Night, Tears Are Falling. Two from Crazy Nights and Reason to Live. And then two from Hot in the Shade, Hide Your Heart and Forever. Now, you're going with 12 tracks. As always, we like to think, what would you have put on there? So if you're only going with 12 tracks, I get it. But some albums aren't represented, which are four of them, really. Unmasked, Music from the Elder, Killers, and Smashes, Thrashes.
Yeah, I don't expect to have a compilation represented on a compilation. Let's put the X and Sex Had a Video and was a mild hit. So I can see that being on here.
But so was You Make Me Rock Hard. I'm not talking about the compilation part of it.
I got you. I mean,
original tracks and same thing with Killers.
Yeah, and because I'm thinking too, because Killers wasn't released in the United States and those four tracks really didn't go anywhere in the United States, I could see that not being on here. Let's put the X and Sex not being on here. It's a little bit of a surprise. That was a big MTV hit. The video.
So again, now the next part of this, and I don't know if they planned these in advance. The next one takes off from basically Revenge until Psycho Circus.
Yep.
So if you're going to do that, you should have backtracked and left a couple of the non-makeup on so that you could have it on part three. Because there's not many albums for the third part. And you have over 10 at 10 for this one.
Right.
So looking at those 10 songs that we mentioned, Tom, what do you take out?
Well, I'm looking at the fact that for those albums, they got two songs representative. Okay. And they didn't do that on the first 20th Century Masters. There's some albums that have one. There's some albums that have three. This album, they felt like they needed to be even across the board and give every album two, of course, with the ones that we mentioned that have not. So my thing here, Thrills in the Night, There's no need for this to be on air. Heavens on Fire is the only standout track from Animalize. You could have easily put Let's Put the X and Sex in there, or A World Without Heroes, or Thrills in the Night. Nobody knows that. So if you're buying this compilation, you don't know Thrills in the Night.
Yeah.
That to me, that stands out as the one that.
But
really
you would know Let's Put the X in Sex.
Absolutely. Yeah, of course. Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
So the only other thing I'm thinking is, okay, we've already mentioned the first couple albums that don't have a song. Then you'd get into Killers. Nothing was really a hit or something they played live ever. So other than everybody would that ever heard those songs would say Nowhere to Run is probably the standout.
Yep.
But again, if you're not doing hits and stuff, are you really going to need to put that in there? So if you don't put that in there, even Creatures of the Night.
Not a hit.
I don't think it needs to be there.
Nope. I agree.
I would either have I Still Love You, but you can't open with that, or or maybe War Machine.
I agree. Yeah. Creatures of the Night. There's no need for that to be on here either.
Yeah. Licking Up and All Hell's Breaking Loose. I think that's fine. That's the two big songs.
Yeah. Because there were videos. Yep.
Yeah. You don't need anything else. They didn't really play anything other than maybe with the exception of Fits Like a Glove, which became a live staple for them.
Mm-hmm.
So, but. Yeah, that doesn't need to be on a compilation. And you're absolutely right, in my opinion, about Heavens on Fire being the only track needed for Animalize.
Oh, totally.
Now, obviously, Tears of Fallen has to be in it for this era.
Yes.
All Night, but not Who Wants to Be Lonely. Even All Night doesn't. I mean, there's a video. So I'm just thinking, okay, let's table that. What else would you put? I don't know. Crazy Nights, I get. Reason to Live. I get.
Yep.
But no Turn on the Night.
We love that, but no one else. That's not
a
song.
Video. It was popular on MTV.
And it was more popular overseas kind of than it was here. I mean, these are
Hide Your Heart.
US releases. So, I mean,
Hide Your Heart. And then Forever. The only other thing I would think from this era would be Rise to It.
Yeah. Cause I had a video, a very popular video.
Yeah. So Tom, I look at this and I say, okay, Let's Put the X in Sex. I think was a mild hit for them.
Yeah, absolutely. And, especially with the video.
And this era, if you're doing this era, so you would take out Thrills in the Night and put Let's Put the X in Sex. Definitely. Let's
Put the X in Sex is more representative of Kiss's vision in music during this era than Thrills in the Night.
Yeah, absolutely.
Come on.
So Let's Put in the X in Sex would take over for Thrills in the Night.
Yes.
What else are you putting in?
Honestly, I would put Rise to It because it was a mild hit. It had a very beloved video. Honestly, I would
see. I get that.
It's tough because I want to take out All Night, but it had a video. I'm actually leaning toward taking out Crazy Nights, the title
That's
track.
That's huge in England.
I know huge. It is. I know it. I know it is. But these are U.S. releases primarily.
So the other thing I was thinking is like, you really can't take Creatures of the Night because then you'd leave one song from that album. So.
Yeah, but that's okay because looking at volume one, they only had one song from Hotter Than Hell. And they only had they only had one song from Dynasty. So they can do it.
I see. But I'm just saying, I think Creatures of the Night would be there more so than having a third song from Asylum, like Who Wants to Be Lonely?
No, I wouldn't expect
that. Or a third song from Hot in the Shade, which is a rarity for these compilations, and that being Rise to It.
But the flip side to that argument is Hot in the Shade, especially, I mean, maybe, I know, I'm not talking about what fans like. Obviously, fans love Creatures of the Night, and some fans do not like Hot in the Shade. But that tour and those videos were bigger than anything that happened during the Creatures of the Night era. So I don't see putting Hide Your Heart on here. Excuse me, putting Rise to It here, to me, makes more sense than putting Creatures of the Night on there.
See, the problem with this compilation is, and this is where I'm going to kind of have to tie it in with the first one. You're only putting 12 songs on here.
Exactly. They're locked into the 12.
So if you're locked into the 12, you're taking an era that doesn't kind of fit that Creatures of the Night, like coming into this album. But then again, Creatures of the Night era songs is hard rock, real hard rock Kiss with makeup. That doesn't fit the 70s compilation because those songs don't fit with Strutter and other songs. So, right. But because you put those two in here, they're not, it's not the flavor of this album that you would think of. Oh, we're doing non-makeup 80s Kiss compilation. So Creatures of the Night, I Love It Loud kind of throw this thing off.
I think the really interesting thing here for these compilations, or any compilation in general, because we cover all of them. We haven't gotten to all of them yet, but we will eventually. We say this all the time. It's like, how the hell is that song on a compilation? Who decided to put that on here? So I always like the backstory, and I don't know the backstory, about who sits down and says, these are the tracks that are going on volume two. Because you would like to think that the purpose of releasing this is to obviously to sell it. So why not stick to the things that were popular during this era, i.e. the videos and the songs that were performed on tours?
Yeah, I can see where they came up with. Somebody came up with the concept, we'll just take two songs from each album.
That's what I think you're right.
Fuck Unmasked and fuck Elder and fuck those other compilation things. So take two from each. All right, what's the two from Animal Eyes? That's how you get Thrills in the Night on this.
Thrills on the Night. I feel like for a long time,
I don't mind the song. It's okay.
I don't either, but I feel like everyone's like, oh, Thrills in the Night. I'm like, dude, that song sucks. It's like a plotting. I don't like it.
I don't like it. The video's horrible, but.
And that's probably, you kind of just probably answered our question. There was a video for it. So that's probably why they looked at it, maybe.
Even so, Thrills of the Night shouldn't be there. Let's put the X and Sex should be there. Rock Hard could be there.
Let's put the X and Sex as the most glaring omission. I mean, Reason to Live, you're going to keep that there because that had a video that was a mild hit. Crazy Nights, it was a big hit overseas. It didn't do anything here, really.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? All Night, big video, big stupid video. Obviously, Tears of Fallen, a hit. Lick It Up and All Hell's Breaking Loose. We talked about that. That makes sense. I mean, you're not going to... Again, they set the standard with Volume 1 by putting three songs from an album. Like I said, Hotter Than Hell had one song. Dynasty had one song. So, I mean, they could do whatever they want.
I understand their logic because they like the first volume was... Yeah, let's do the one with the original four members.
Right.
And that goes up to really Dynasty, even though Unmasked Peter's credited, but.
Right. No, that makes sense as the end point. But I think it's interesting too. Why stop at 12? Who locked you into 12 tracks? You know what I mean?
Like the CD can hold more.
Of course. Of course. Now, that being said, I think this is bordering on a perfect representation of the band during this era.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna, I know we're because we have a podcast and we talk about Kiss and we go through it with a fine tooth comb. That's why we're doing this. But in retrospect, and I mean, I don't think this is a bad compilation. I think it's a really good representation of this era.
Yeah, I do too. This isn't one of those. What I like about this, there's nothing glaring on this. Like, I think we've done some that are like, what the fuck in the middle of this is Flaming Youth doing on this? Things like that, that you're like, that doesn't make, who fucking came up with that idea?
Yep.
And they would get thrown in the middle of one of these compilations that you're like, dude, who put that in? Like, what?
Well, look at Kiss World. We've reviewed Kiss World.
Yeah.
I'm not arguing with this, but like, they have I'm a Legend Tonight on there. You know, I mean, they have Shandy on there.
Yeah.
So it's almost like they throw darts at the Kiss dartboard and be like, we know we're going to put Detroit Rock City and Love Gun and Deuce, but let's get creative.
Yeah.
On some of the,
let's throw what's called the deep cut in there.
Yeah.
Shandy.
Right. Oh, okay. So you always wonder like, who's behind this? Like, what's the mindset behind this, you know, which is why I love picking apart compilations, because there are some amazing ones. And then there were some that's like, I don't know what I'm doing with this. I mean, of course, this came out in the CD era, so we own them all, and anything Kiss related, we were eating up and taking it.
Yeah. So, Tom, want to rank this?
Let's do it.
All right. So these are the albums that we have done so far for compilations. Killers, Smashes, Thrashes, and Hits, Greatest Kiss, The Very Best of Kiss, The Millennium Collection, and Kiss World. All right, Tom, you want to tell everybody how you ranked the first six?
Yeah, we're going to start with covers like we always do. So for me, my covers, I got Smashes, Thrashes, and Hits at number 6, Kiss World at 5, Greatest Kiss at 4, The Millennium Collection, it's part 1, but they don't call it that, it was the first one, at number 3, The Very Best of Kiss at 2, Killers at number 1. I like this cover. I think the band looks pretty badass. Paul looks a little silly, but I like this there. Gene looks fucking great. And Eric with those drums. I think this is really cool. But you're competing against, you know, Makeup Kiss, which to me is kind of tough to beat. I'm going to put this at number 5. I'm going to put it below Greatest Kiss and above Kiss World.
Okay.
For the cover.
All right.
What about you, Booger?
For me, I had Smashes, Thrashes, and Hits at 6, Greatest Kiss 5, Kiss World 4, Very Best of Kiss 3, Millennium Collection at 2, and Killers at number 1. Tom, I mean, this isn't bad. Paul just kind of ruins this.
He looks like an
idiot in this one. I don't know what he's doing. But I would put this, I don't know. I don't mind Kiss World. If you're going to acknowledge, I'm not the type that's going to, oh, I never want to see Eric and fucking Tommy in makeup on a cover. Like, dude, they're in the fucking band. So, and they're wearing their makeup and they look decent on Kiss World. So I'll put it underneath Kiss World and right above Greatest Kiss.
Okay.
I'm putting this at number 5 as well.
Okay. All right.
All right. So let's go over to the ranking of this actual album.
Yep.
Want to read your top 6, please?
Yeah, so 6, I got for me the first Millennium Collection. Number 5, Smashes, Thrashes, and Hits. Number 4, Kiss World. Number 3, The Very Best of Kiss. Number 2, Greatest Kiss. Number 1, Killers. Okay, so the problem with these Millennium Collections, which is why the first one is at number 6, is because they only capture a snapshot of the band, whereas all these other ones capture their entire career, for better or for worse, some more, some less. So for a compilation that only captures From Unmasked to Hot in the Shade and technically only counts Creatures of the Night to Hot in the Shade, I love these songs. I love this era, but it only encapsulates that era. I'm putting this one last.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Putting this one last. It's just hard to compete with a compilation that crosses the entire span of their career. So.
All right, Tom. So for me, I had Millennium Collection Volume 1 as number 6, Greatest Kiss at 5, 4, Kiss World, The Very Best of Kiss at 3, Smashes, Thrashes, and Shit at 2, and Killers at 1. I think this is easy for me. I'm going to do the same thing. I'm putting this at number 7. The thing is, I want to say is it's not a bad compilation. I actually like this. It's just that you're only having a 12 songs and only from a very specific era. I don't think this, if you're going to only pick 12 songs, I don't think you can get much better than this.
I agree.
So, but it's too finite. It needs to be larger. If you're going to do, like, if they added 4 other songs to this, I would probably move it up.
Yeah.
But with only 12 songs and only from this era, I got to go as number 7.
Also, we failed to mention the back cover of the CD, which in my opinion should have been the front cover.
Yeah, that looks like the Reason to Live video.
Yeah, much better. It's got the big giant Kiss sign. The band looks really cool performing. Bruce looks badass. Gene, Paul, they look great. That should have been the front cover. So that back cover should have been the front, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, another compilation down. And what do we do next, Tom?
We got our question of the week. This one comes from our buddy Adam Stevenson, who's got his own podcast, The Metal Oasis, with his buddy Orion. Great show. I've actually been on there twice.
Do they talk about good music?
Well, that depends on, it's subjective. I was on there twice and 2 albums that I love. He says, you know, I love learning about the costumes of every era, and I'm curious about the Psycho Circus album. When the band reunited, it would make sense to put on the Love Gun or Destroyer costumes as they were the most iconic, especially Gene and Ace. I'm curious as to why they decided to revert to the Destroyer costumes for a new album when we now know that new costumes were made for Sonic Boom and Monster. What do you think of that?
Because when all else fails, they always resort back to Destroyer. When they want to promote a new album, oh, this sounds like Destroyer. Oh, like Destroyer. Like, I think it's just laziness.
Well, thank you, because you just said it exactly. You have a new album, but you're going to go back to old costumes. I give him credit, at least for Sonic Boom and Monster. They tried. Even the end of the road tour, they tried some new stuff. I mean, it's all a variation on stuff that's existed throughout their entire career. But I'm like, you have a new album, like Psycho Circuit. Like, what are you doing? Those Destroyer costumes are Destroyer costumes. Not to mention, if you really wanted to get creative, you could have went batshit insane with like circus related costumes, like really, like, you know what I mean? Like big top fucking carnival type of outfits or something. Honestly, something fucking crazy and stupid.
Where I'm going to put a red nose on for myself, but you don't really need it because I got a drunken Irish politician's nose these days anyways.
Peter, I got a great idea. Since you're the cat man, how about you dress up as like a lion tamer? You can hold a chair and a whip and keep those. You can use those too when Paul starts giving you shit. Kind of give him a little fucking whip.
And I'll play a tune out like this.
No, Adam, it's a great question. I think Zeus said it. Zeus beat me to the punch. It's lazy. That's all it is. I mean, there's really no other answer. I mean, I wish there was another answer.
Yeah, I'm too lazy.
I mean, I like the monster costumes. I thought Gene looked kind of badass. I thought the monster stage was awesome. It had the big spider thing. I mean, even the Psycho Circus, when I saw that tour like that, that was at least they were trying something creative and new with the stage. But the costumes, yeah, I'm with you, buddy. Kind of lame, kind of boring. It made sense for Love Gun for the reunion because it's a reunion. But yeah, I don't know. Sometimes Kiss frustrates us. Yeah. Sometimes.
I know. Adam, thank you as always. And go catch his podcast, The Metal Oasis.
Yes, good stuff, especially if you're a hardcore metal dude.
Tom, where can people find us?
Please start with our website, shoutitoutloudcast.com. Shoutitoutloudcast.com. You can find everything there. Right on the main page, you got links to our Patreon, links to our Amazon store, links to our merch by Amazon. And then you have the links right there to Album Review Crew. We just mentioned, we talked about Queensryche Operation Mindcrime, links to Dorm Damage, our sidecast, where we talk about anything and everything that's not even Kiss related, sometimes not even music related, and Zeppelin Chronicles. You can click in there, go inside, check out all of our rankings. You can comment directly. You can send us messages directly. So that's the best place, is our website. And of course, our email, shoutitoutloudcast@gmail.com. And all the social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, very active. Follow us if you haven't. If something cool comes across your way, please, we love when people take pictures or tag us. If you're buying merch and you're wearing one of our t-shirts or hoodies, or our buddy Gabby DeGook took a picture of her coffee mug today. So that's always great. I mean, the best part of waking up is Tom and Zeus in your cup. So keep doing that. We love you guys when you do that. And yeah, we mentioned earlier, our wonderful Patreon family. Thank you guys, Joe and Mike. We love you guys. Thank you so much for being part of the family. And of course, we always like to say that we are part of the Pantheon Podcast Network of shows. Tons of great shows. Check them out. PantheonPodcast.com. And we're there too.
Yeah. I always like to tell people they can DM us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is moving up. If you see our page, make sure you subscribe. It's a big help to the show, and you're doing us a favor, so thank you. Then you can always go over to Apple Podcasts and give us a 5-star child review there, or Facebook, or Stitcher, or Spotify, or Podchaser, wherever you can give a 5-star child review, please do so. And when you do, we will read it on the air. One of the ways you can help the show, we talk about it all the time, Patreon, or go to our website and you can get some of our merch, or go to our Amazon store, or give us a 5-star child review. Great ways to help the show. We appreciate it, and we'll definitely give you a shout out for that. Thank you for that. And then also, please, I always tell people, the website again, shoutitoutloudcast.com, shoutitoutloudcast.com. You can get anything you could ever imagine us talking about, every episode, every ranking, everything is there. Peruse the website. You'll have fun. And in addition, don't forget, you can email us at shoutoutloudcast@gmail.com, shoutoutloudcast@gmail.com. And what we like to do is end on famous last words. You got any?
Oh, I do. In the evening, when she takes to the street, she goes hunting with a body in heat and desires she's kept hidden inside make her tingle. And she knows why she lies. Ooh. God damn.
Down Stanley Eisen.
Exactly.
Gotta spread the word. Tell it to the people right now. No later. Right now you do it. Take a look around. Feel the new sensation. Set the world on fire. Rock the nation. Oh, hey, Tom, Loudcasters, Kiss Army, our sponsor, ABCPA Inc. Everybody out there, thank you.
You guys rock. You're the best. Thank you so much for supporting the show and being fans, listeners, patrons, everything. You guys rock. Zeus, as always, my friend, thank you.
Peace out, Girl Scout.
Little boy blue. He needed the money.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Frenino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune in to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.